This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we look at the life of W.C. Handy, the father of the blues. But first, singer Michael Jackson was rushed to a hospital today in Santa Maria, California, where he's on trial for child molestation. There's no word yet on his condition. Jury selection in that trial resumed only yesterday, and Jackson's defense released a list of witnesses it may call during the trial, and it's a list that looks more like a roster of Golden Globe nominees. I spoke earlier with Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick about this bizarre celebrity trial, and I asked her about the defense and prosecution strategies for jury selection.
Hundreds and hundreds of jurors showed up in response to their summons, which is in itself rather spectacular. Usually a much lower proportion of people want to sit on a six-month molestation trial. And so already there's some worry on both parts that we have jurors who are particularly inclined to want to serve on this case, and that suggests that they have agendas. I think what's manifesting quite quickly is that the prosecution is looking for sort of typical pro-prosecution witnesses. They want law and order types, people who respect authority, people who are not at all taken by the idea of fame and stardom, and people who have a sort of visceral horror about child abuse in general. The defense are looking for very typical defense jurors. They want people who buck authority, who are holdouts, people who are going to be very wowed by Michael Jackson's fame and his brushing with other fame. They're looking for people who are inclined already to believe that kids tend to lie.
And given the place where the trial is taking place, Santa Maria, in Santa Barbara County, but very different than Santa Barbara itself, what kind of jury pool would be there? Would it be one that favors the defense or the prosecution?
This is not a Hollywood suburb at all. People have the misimpression that these are sort of Michael Jackson's neighbors, and therefore they all have carousels in their backyard. In fact, Santa Maria is just sort of a middle-class, overwhelmingly white farming community. It's very disproportionately represented by military. It's disproportionately an older community. One very stunning revelation that came out in the written questionnaires, however, in this trial, is that about 20% of this jury pool that's already been winnowed out either have been to Neverland themselves, that's Michael Jackson's ranch, or they know someone who's been there. So even though this community really bears no resemblance to the life of Michael Jackson, it's clear that he is sort of this local hero there, this local legend, and that people are very, very interested and intertwined with his weird, magical life there.
Okay, this brings us to what we've been waiting for, the Jackson celebrity witness list. Who does he plan to call?
People like Quincy Jones, Elizabeth Taylor, Diana Ross, Deepak Chopra. One of the jurors thought Deepak Chopra was a rapper, by the way. Stevie Wonder, Jay Leno, who doesn't let a day go by without telling a joke about Michael Jackson. Kobe Bryant himself, not exactly a moral luminary right now. The list went on and on and on. And the most plausible connection I've heard for this who's who list is that there's a very strong connection between the people who were named and Hollywood's Laugh Factory, which is a comedy club at which a lot of famous people were recruited to try to help this alleged victim in this case finance his cancer treatments. It's part of this defense strategy to portray the child's mother as this sort of crazy celebrity hound, name dropper, someone who was always willing to use her child's cancer to sort of insinuate herself into the world of the famous, to sort of suggest that this is a pattern she has with famous people.
Dahlia, this seems like a pretty radical strategy on the part of the defense. Can it work?
What both sides are trying to do is sort of manage the outlandishness of Michael Jackson's sort of life and reputation. And it turns out that that's sort of a hard question. How do people feel about celebrities? Do people think that they should be, you know, judged by standards that you and I judge ourselves by? Or do they feel that, hey, they're weird, they're creative, you know, that's why we love them. They get to live by their own sort of code of rules. And history is really split on whether that strategy works. We know that the Winona Ryder jurors and the Mike Tyson jurors weren't particularly taken with the I'm weird defense. We know that the Fatty Arbuckle jurors, for instance, and the O.J. Simpson jurors were kind of taken by the notion that very famous people just are not like you and me. So that's why jury selection becomes such an important part in a case like this, because both sides are sort of trying to tease out how does the fame card play with these jurors.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks, Dahlia.
Thank you, Madeline.